Greetings and salutations from the Starship Money Talk. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. It's America's money program, Money Talk. Coast to coast, border to border, in the islands of Hawaii and north to Alaska. Our toll-free line is the same wherever you go at 1-800-934-2221. That's our contact number, 1-800-934-2221. 21, that one's good from the Sandwich Islands to Sandwich, Mass., from Fairbanks to Fort Myers. You're welcome to join us. Of course, we pay for the call. Money Talk is about taking control of your money and keeping the sharks out of your life and especially out of your wallet. Because after all, it's your money. We talk about all forms of investment on Money Talk, and we take your calls as well, and we take your financial questions along with that. And we talk about arriving in the land of critical mass, as so many of our Money Talk listeners have over the last three decades plus of Money Talk. Where you gain in the land of critical mass, you gain freedom of your most important asset, the one you cannot buy, the one is not for sale. That, of course, is time. Your most valuable asset of all is not for sale. It's your time. And in the land of critical mass, you have possession of that critical asset. You have security for your family. You have personal independence. You have the ability to help others. This is a time of year where a lot of people do that. And there are no alarm clocks because, guess what? You're the boss. You set your own schedule. Now, I know there are many out there that try to make complexity out of money. They try to make it a complex subject. But on Money Talk, we believe that you can manage your money successfully for the rest of your life with basic knowledge. And that's what we talk about on Money Talk. And that's what's available in the books on our recommended reading list at the book section at bobwinker.com, including one of my very, very favorite books, which received a wonderful compliment in a communique I received this month from one of our Money Talk listeners on KKOB Radio Albuquerque, the number one station in the land of enchantment. And one of the KKOB Radio listeners wrote me a communique thanking Money Talk for his landing in the land of critical mass. He thanked his wife for telling him about Money Talk. She had been the first to listen. And then he thanked John Bogle. He knew about John Bogle because John Bogle has been a guest on Money Talk and because John Bogle has books on our recommended reading list in the book section at bobwinker.com. But the one he talked about, his favorite of all, was Common Sense on Mutual Funds. Now, there's must reading for all Money Talk regulars. I know many of you have read it. Some of you have read it more than once. This particular communique came from someone who had read it twice. Common Sense on Mutual Funds. A great work by John Bogle. And this is what we talk about on Money Talk. How you can save and invest your money over time to reach the land of critical mass. Then you never have to depend on somebody else. You never have to depend on a union or a government program because you have become financially independent. You are the person that has done it on behalf of your family. What a wonderful gift to give your family members, by the way. And that includes understanding the difference between income and assets. You know, we read about these NFL players, many of whom declare bankruptcy within a couple of years of retirement, because although they had a high income during their playing days, they have no assets for the rest of their life. They squandered it away. They squandered it away on who knows what. It doesn't matter, does it? It's gone. And we go into bankruptcy court in so many cases, especially with these NFL players within a couple of years of the end of their careers. We read about it all the time. Hey, you don't want to wind up like that. What difference does it make that you had a high income for X number of years when you walk into bankruptcy court? It doesn't make any difference at all. It's gone. You must turn your income into assets in order to be financially successful. Having a high income for X number of years will not get it done. You must turn your income into assets to be successful financially. That's where investment comes in. That's why investing is the key to financial success. Investing is the magic ingredient in financial success. That's how you take control of your money. That's how you head out for the land of critical mass and improve the quality of your life and your family members' lives in the process. And think about it, owning your precious asset of time, the one you can't buy. That's what Money Talk has always been about. And here in our 31st year, let me thank all of our Money Talk listeners for making it all possible. It could have never, ever happened without the loyalty of your listenership over the years. And that loyalty has been, well, it's been, frankly, amazing. This is a time of year when there are so many things that you can do to make sure that you have your investments lined up the way you want them lined up on New Year's Eve. Now this year, New Year's Eve is a Saturday, so the last business day, the last transaction day for the stock and bond market will be Friday, December 30th, and that will be a full day as always. Stock market stays open all day to the close, to the regular closing hour on the last business day of the year in order to give you the opportunity to do whatever transactions are on your list. And of course, this is the time of year to look over your portfolio and make sure you are where you want to be. One good example, checking your asset allocation. Because, you know, asset allocation can change over time, especially when you're in the type of a bull market that we have seen since 2009. You know, going back to March of 2009, if it continues until March of 2017, that would be 8 years. But even if it didn't, we already have 7¾ years of bull market action. Now, that could change your asset allocation, especially by increasing your stock market allocation beyond where maybe you want it to be. So check it out. And if you want to be a balanced investor, you can check out your allocations and see whether you are as balanced as you want to be. Especially over this kind of a market, those allocations can change because stocks have gone up so very, very much. In fact, the S&P 500 now has more than tripled since March of 2009. Another thing you want to do is make sure that your liquidity needs are set. Liquidity needs can mean, well, you know, I have to take a required minimum distribution. I need liquidity needs in my tax privileged account in order to do that. Certainly it makes sense to have 3 to 6 months in liquidity available for the unexpected, for emergencies. And without any question, there are so many opportunities now to take advantage of tax-sheltered savings vehicles more than ever before. And the amounts are higher than ever before. Now, you do have until the official regular tax filing deadline of April 15, 2017 to fully contribute to your 2016 IRA account. And the limits are pretty generous now, $5,500 for those of you under 50. Those of you 50 or more, you can put up to $6,500 in your IRA account. Now, in addition to that, there are very, very generous limits on tax-privileged accounts such as the 401Ks, the 403Bs, and the 457s. To give you an example, many people who work for a corporation have a 401K available to them. Many teachers and other such employees have 403Bs. Many firefighters and police officers have 457 plans. So check with your human resources department to see what is available to you, because you will find in a lot of cases on the 401K, sometimes on the 403B, you will find a matching offer. And the matching offer that is given to you is free money if you'll take it. If you'll take it. Not everybody does, and that's a shame. I hope everybody listens to Money Talk, that listens to Money Talk takes it. Because it's money on the table. You just have to scoop it up. How do you scoop it up? You abide by the provisions of the program. Let me give you an example. You have a 401K, and your employer says if you put in up to 6%, we'll give you 50% matching, which is up to 3%. So you take 6% of your salary. Let's say you're making $50,000 a year. You put in $3,000, which is 6%. Your employer throws in $1,500, that's the free money, into your account. That's exactly the same as your employer saying to you, here is a 3% raise if you would like to take it. It actually is like your employer saying that to you. That's why I am stunned when I see those who don't take advantage of it. Now, if there's some pressing financial need, so be it. But except for that, there's no reason to walk away from free money. So check to see if you have a matching program in your 401K or 403B. And if you do, for heaven's sakes, if you can afford to do so, make sure you at least contribute to the amount that will max out the free money, the matching. Now, I'm just throwing 6%, 3% out as an example. Some might be 4%, 2%. Some might be more or less. But anyone listening to Money Talk that has a matching program in their tax-privileged offering from work, please think long and hard about taking that free money that your employer is throwing at you, if you'll just take it. So we have the IRAs, we have the 401Ks, 403Bs, 457s, and look at the limits on those 401Ks and the rest of them. Look at that, the 403B, 457, $18,000. That's both this year and next year, $18,000 up to. And if you're 50 or older, throw in another $6,000 for the catch-up mustard program, and you're up to $24,000. $24,000. I mean, look how much money you would have to put away on a weekly paycheck. Well, let's say you're under 50. Okay, you're under 50 years of age, right? So, since you're under 50 years of age, you are allowed to put up to $18,000 in your program. $18,000. Well, we'll pretend you're paid weekly. $18,000, 52 paychecks, $346 a week. But if you're 50 or older, you can go up to $24,000 in 52 paychecks. That's $461 a week. These are amounts that are so high that not everybody can even afford to do them. But if you can't afford to do so, and if your program allows you that much of a contribution, you always have to check that out with HR, and well, believe me, they'll tell you if it is top-heavy. But some of these programs are top-heavy, with senior executives putting in amounts of money that may have an impact on what you can put in. But these are the limits. If your program is not top-heavy, these are the limits. $18,000 or $24,000 for 50-plus, and on the IRAs, $5,500 or $6,500 for those 50-plus. So these are programs that are just absolutely outstanding that are available to those within the sound of my voice, and I encourage you to take advantage. The toll-free line, 1-800-934-2221. It's Money Talk.
Money Talk.
She was thrown out of a pickup truck.
Somebody threw him out of a car and shattered his leg.
They found her walking on the streets.
Many have been abused, malnourished, eating garbage.
Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur.
There's this commercial on TV that the ASPCA does, and they want you to send in $19 a month for a dog in the shelter. I think you should go and adopt a dog from the ASPCA, and then get that dog on Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
You don't need to spend thousands on vet bills.
The answer is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dinovite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Dinovite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR 4.51%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save. But since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and send salutations. I'm Jane's Money. And I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Joan London. And if you
or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-600-0215. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-600-0215. That's 1-800-600-0215. 1-800-600-0215.
Searching for that perfect holiday gift? Why not give a gift that brings people together to serve and celebrate? One Hope Wine has thoughtfully crafted wine and gifts for everyone on your list, and each one supports a meaningful cause. One Hope Wine has a vineyard in the heart of Napa and award-winning wines made in collaboration with Rob Mondavi Jr. For easy holiday shopping, go to onehopewine.com and see how your purchase gives back to those who really need a gift. onehopewine.com. Serve and celebrate this holiday season.
This week on Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi, we bring you the story of a man who graduated from college with $300 in his pocket and a graveyard shift at 7-Eleven. Today, he's a world traveler and the founder of Extra Mile America, who can help you soar in your career. Once you hear Sean Anderson, you'll never forget him. Tune in, Champions of Justice, Saturday morning at 11 and Sunday night at 10, here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
This is Money Talk.
We are back on America's Money Program at 1-800-934-2221. And we have Harv on the line in Boston. Harv, welcome to Money Talk.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I have a question regarding asset allocation. Every week I hear about a 50-50 allocation for somebody who is near retirement or age 60. But I'm not sure, what would you feel comfortable with is somebody who's 50 or somebody who's 40 and not going to be retiring until age 65?
I would say somebody in their 40s that plans to work till at least age 65, I'd probably be comfortable with 70-30.
Okay, and age 50?
Yeah, I think two-thirds, one-third to 70-30 on the equity side. This assumes a positive equity market outlook, which we have had for a long time. Yeah, that would be the approach that I would take, something along the lines of two-thirds to 70% on the stock market side, and the rest would be on the income side. And yeah, I think that would be age appropriate for someone in that area of the 40, late 40s or close to age 50. And again, somebody that plans to work out till they're, let's say, at least 65 years of age. I think that would be a workable allocation. I appreciate the call. Thank you. Money Talk On Demand is Money Talk to go, and you can stream Money Talk on your computer and download to your smartphone. Of course, the investment talk is year-round, and that way you listen to Money Talk wherever you go and whenever you like, as so many do with Money Talk On Demand. Sign up at bobrinker.com, right there at the Money Talk On Demand logo. Lots more to come. Your calls welcome, 1-800-934-2221, right here. On the flight of the Starship Money Talk.
This is Money Talk.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-324-0629 and use promo code KABC. That's 800-324-0629. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code KABC.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
Every year, guys open their holiday presents, and you hear, "No, really, I love it." That's because finding the perfect gift for guys is really hard. This holiday season, impress the guys on your list with Harry's. Sets include the finely crafted razors Harry's is known for, plus Harry's shaving cream, extra blades, and more. Gifts start at just $10. So head over to harrys.com to get him the gift he'll truly love. Use the code 3636 when you check out, and you'll even get $5 off your purchase. That's harrys.com, code 3636.
What is it about buying a mattress that leaves you feeling violated? Pushy salespeople, fake sales, the walk of shame out of the mattress store? Those days are over. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, co-founder of Helix Sleep, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to helixsleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to helixsleep.com/talkradio and get $50 off your order. That's helixsleep.com/talkradio.
Hi, I found a toy dinosaur over on the playground by Smith Street. It had this phone number on it, and, well, I just wanted to make sure the dinosaur made it back to its little owner.
When I found the little sippy cup, I just had to give you a call. It's for a kid, you know?
I know my son gets super attached to the smallest things, even a fire truck, and I'd be happy to drop it off.
We'd do anything for kids, yet 1 in 5 children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. Help end childhood hunger near you. Learn how at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for Girls Night Out?
Can't. Gotta finish my holiday shopping.
How about Girls Night Out at Ulta Beauty? It's the place for picking up fab last-minute gifts for everyone on our lists. And ourselves, too. Let the gifting begin and end with Tarte eyeshadow palettes, limited edition philosophy bath sets, or Hot Tools curling irons. Best Girls Night ever. Hurry into Ulta Beauty for ready-to-go gifts or gorgeous gift cards for all your favorite beauty lovers. This holiday, there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
Talk Radio, Talk Radio.
790 KABC. This is Money Talk.
Uptown, downtown, crosstown, on your radio across America and worldwide on the web. It's America's Money Program, where it's all about the money. Bob Brinker along with you. Thank you for joining us. Julian is on the line in Wisconsin. Julian, welcome. Hello, Julian.
Hello, Bob.
Welcome.
All righty. I'm 59 and a half at critical mass thanks to you. Now, in my portfolio, I have about a 50-50 split, like you mentioned, for older people in this case. Now, my question is, I have about $500,000 at 1.2% in a guaranteed account in my 401 plan. And I was thinking about moving some of that money to a balanced fund with the intention of, you know, being able to make more than 1.2%, but on the other hand, not taking too much more risk. And the balance fund I was looking at was one that's listed in your newsletter. Thoughts at this time with the market being as high as it is and interest rates where they're at?
Well, let me get this straight. This is your fixed income money, right? This is not stock market money.
That is correct. This is part of my 50 in the fixed income
portion. Yeah, so of course you know that if you went into a balanced fund, you'd be placing a portion of that into the stock market.
Yes, sir. I think it's like 30% to 40% in that particular fund.
Yes, so that would change your asset allocation. For example, if you are 50-50 and you took that 50 and you put it into a fund that's 30% in the market, your equity allocation would go to 65.
Yeah, I wouldn't take that full 500. I would take a portion, you know, that type, to try to keep that balance between 45% and 50%.
How much of it would you take?
I was thinking about moving about 100 now.
But 100 would not move the needle dramatically. 100 would take your equity ratio up from 50 to 53, which is not a dramatic change.
Right.
Although you do have the question of how much new money you want to put into the market at this point. That's always a question, especially since you're asking this question, if the market has had a terrific year, double-digit gains in the market, and also has had a terrific run over the last several weeks, and a fantastic run off our February buy signal when the S&P bottomed at 1829. So you really have to ask yourself whether you want to do something like that in anything other than a dollar cost average form.
Well, and that's exactly what I was, you know, thinking to myself. On one hand, you know, I could probably make more than 1.2%. And if the market goes down, I'm not going to sell anything. I'm going to ride it out. And I would dollar cost average that percentage in, kind of like you're talking, over time. On the other hand, 1.2% with bond rates being what they are and interest rates going up and the market where it is, that maybe isn't the worst thing. And, you know, I could wait a year or whatever turns out to be. If there were a major drop in the market, I could put some money in. That's kind of where I'm on the fence right now.
Yeah, I can understand why you feel that way. I think if you're talking about $100,000, where only 30,000 of that would be equity money, and if you're going to dollar cost average that money, it's not going to move the needle very much. But if you feel as though that might be a better way to put some of the money to work versus the 1.2. But keep in mind one thing about the 1.2 that is positive, and that is that the 1.2 is not going to cost you money as rates go up. Increasing interest rates should not hurt your 1.2, because that money should be guaranteed.
That is correct.
Joanne, I thank you for the call. Great to hear from you. 1-800-934-2221. Let's get out to Albany, New York. Dave, it's your turn.
Hi, Bob. Thank you for taking the call. I'm currently in portfolio number one. I have hopefully 8 to 10 years left to work. What my question is, or a couple interrelated questions, I believe. What role should cash play in retirement and taxable accounts? Taxable securities accounts play in retirement?
Well, this is one of the reasons that we encourage our Money Talk listeners to take advantage of the tax-privileged accounts that are out there, so that you can, over time, you can move a material amount of money into tax-privileged accounts. Now, I specifically cite the benefits of IRAs and then also the 401k, 403b, 457 programs that are offered by so many employers. These are programs which, through regular contributions and through appreciation over time, you can build yourself a really nice percentage into those types of accounts, because it can be very difficult to create large amounts in such accounts at the snap of a finger. This is something that accumulates over a long period of time during your working years. Yep. So I do encourage subscribers to take it, listeners, I should say, to take advantage of this. But I must say that it does take time to accumulate the money. Now, the money that you have in personal accounts, it is what it is, right? Because it's the money you were not able to put into tax-privileged accounts. And so that's going to vary from investor to investor.
Okay. Like earlier in your show, you mentioned 3 to 6 months of cash.
Yeah.
Should that be maintained through retirement as well, or should retirement be a little more or a little less?
I think it should, and 3 to 6 months covers a lot of ground. I'll tell you why I think it should, because even though in retirement you're not going to lose your job because you don't have one, there still can be unexpected emergency expenses that arise, whether they be medical, whether they be accident-related, whatever. And for that reason, I do think 3 to 6 months contingency reserves, shall we call them, contingency reserves. And these are not part of your investment portfolio. These are emergency monies.
Right.
Okay?
Okay, yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dave. Good to hear from Albany, New York. 1-800-934-2221 is our contact number. As we go out to the great KCMO Radio, Kansas City. Roy, it is your turn. Welcome.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Doing well, Roy.
I have a lot of questions. I'm going to try to get a couple of them through you. I'm 41. I don't have anything saved up, anything started. My wife has a 401k. I don't have any faith in Social Security whatsoever. Where and what should I do? Yeah, I would like. I've looked at the numbers, and I know I'm way behind the eight ball as far as retiring with, if I do just a mutual fund, any significant amount of money, unless I put in a significant amount of money.
Well, I'll tell you what. Help. It's funny because I just received a communique this month from a Money Talk listener to the great KKOB Radio Albuquerque. I alluded to the letter earlier. Let's just say the letter was from, I don't want to identify the person, so we'll just call the person by his initials, AP, and it's not Albert Pujols, okay? And in this letter, the listener said, well, he titled the letter, by the way, this is one of the nicest ones I've ever seen, awfully nice of this Money Talk listener to take the time to do this. It's titled A Letter of Thanksgiving. And it starts out, and it really relates to your situation directly, Roy. And I think it answers your question directly. And he writes, I am a successful investor. I was not always so. There are three people most responsible for my investment success, and this is a letter of thanksgiving to those people. He is in his late 50s, Roy. He says his wife works in the medical profession. She's not a doctor. And he works as a mid-level manager. And he says his wife works sporadically as they raise their child, took time out to get a college degree, and has worked full-time only for the last 10 years. These are all future years for you. You're only 41. He writes, neither of us has had any stellar inheritance bonus, stock options, or trust fund. We started with nothing. And he writes that by the late 1990s, they had some meager investments, and they were earning pitiful returns, he writes, even though we were in a big bull market in the late 90s. He says he was completely frustrated with his investment management, and he did not know where to turn. And he writes, that's when the person most responsible for his investment success stepped up, and that was his wife. And she did that by suggesting to him that he listen to Money Talk. So he did. And I'm reading from his communique. Initially, he thought, okay, just another talking head. But over time, he said that he heard a number of the gift horse buying opportunities we called on the radio, as well as, of course, in the newsletter. And he said he did not follow them. And then he went on, he listened some more. He listened to our sell signal in 2000. He listened about our buy signal in 2003. And he moved into the stock market. He's been following that recipe ever since, and so he cites the Money Talk broadcast as the second reason for his investment success. Listen closely to the third, Roy, because I think it can help you. The third is someone we've recommended and interviewed on our broadcast, and who has books on our recommended reading list in the book section at BobRigger.com, and that's John Bogle, B-O-G-L-E. And he says that he writes in his letter, if you can only read one book on the list, and there are dozens, read Common Sense on Mutual Funds by John Bogle. He says actually he's read it several times and uses it as a reference work and considers it the Bible of investing for common folk. And he offers the book to anybody that wants it for investment advice. So this is what he wrote in his letter this month, and he has reached the land of critical mass as a result of his efforts over the years. And he says that this is a guy who started really from scratch And he did it in his, started in his 40s. You're only 41. And he says that he estimates that their earnings will exceed their spending significantly. And so they're in the land of critical mass, and he says they're blessed. So I would say that's the answer to your question. I would start with, you've already started by listening to Money Talk. I would read Common Sense on Mutual Funds, and you'll be on your way.
Question, this is the first time I've ever heard your show. I drive a truck, and I'm sitting here waiting for Monday to roll around so I can get a load and head back to Wyoming.
Where are you now?
I'm in Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh, yes. Okay, that's fair enough. Well, I know how hard a job that is, and certainly appreciate the kind of hours you have to put in. I have to tell you that we also appreciate your listening to the broadcast. This is going to shock you. Our initial broadcast was Super Bowl Sunday, 1986, 31 years ago.
Yeah. But I don't think my local station carries you.
There you go. Well, you're driving around the country, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what was your other question?
Well, I've read some about mutual funds, and they're groups of stocks that you give money to the investor, and they put them into it. When it's time for you to retire and you want your money, how does that come back to you?
Well, it's your money, so it's in your account, and so you can instruct your mutual fund to cash out and send you the money. Of course, that may be a taxable event, or whatever instructions you want to give them. It's your money. It's in your account. So,
if you're
in control.
But do you get a dollar return?
Well, hopefully you'll do better than that. I mean,
if you got $1 million there and you say I want it all, you get $1 million. I mean,
yeah, they'll cash you out. Of course, they'll cash you out. Now,
oh, okay.
So but you should get.
Don't they have to sell those stocks to give you the money?
Sure. They sell the fund shares.
Oh, okay.
Now, I mean, I have to tell you, you should do better than dollar for dollar. I have Microsoft stock that I bought. Shortly after the company went public, Microsoft's
I mean the value actually what your on paper what your value of your account is.
Oh yeah, they give you the value of your account. Yeah, they'll give you the value of your account, and that changes day to day as well. But Common Sense on Mutual Funds by John Bogle, I strongly recommend it, Roy. And one more thing, keep it between the rails out there. The weather's rough in some places. I'm Bob Brinker. This is Money Talk.
Money Talk.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
Don't keep your favorite memories buried in the basement. With everyone gathered for the holidays, now is the perfect time to send those old photos, cassettes, and home videos to Legacy Box, where we transfer your cherished memories to DVD or thumb drive and send them back to you in digital form, ready to watch, share, and relive. And for a limited time, go to legacybox.com/USA to get a 40% discount on your order. That's legacybox.com/USA. Legacybox.com/USA.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's only 2 weeks left for Chamonix's Christmas and holiday sale. If you want to look 15 or 20 years younger around the dinner table and gloat, pick up the phone right now and order Esotique XV, and the results are brilliant and really quick. The number is 800-631-6443. Donna from Kingsville, Maryland, wrote, I love Chamonix products. They absorb nicely without residue, and I look at least 10 years younger than women my age. Esotique XV is better than anything you could find in department stores. Why? Plant stem cells, natural peptides, and flower extract. Insect's amazing ingredients and a proprietary base delivery system that guarantees quick, clean absorption for maximum results. It's brilliant, effective, and fast. It works. I know. I use it myself. And from today until Christmas, order Esotique XV and get Gen yourself for bags of puffiness and the legendary Deep Firming Serum absolutely free. 800-631-6443. And now shipping is also free. That's three free gifts. Try Esotique XV today or your money back if you're not happy. 800-631-6443.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-324-0629 and use promo code KABC. That's 800-324-0629. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code KABC.
Hey! Is that a faucet running?
Nope, that's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us. In fact...
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum!
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow. That's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
790 KABC. This is Money Talk.
From the beaches of Waikiki to the shores of Black Island Sound, it's America's Money Program, Money Talk. Bob Brinker here. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to Baton Rouge. Clark, it's your turn. Welcome.
Hello, Bob. Thank you for taking the call. I've been retired for about 5 years now, and I've been doing, my strategy is to do Roth conversions in my 60s to reduce my RMDs. And basically what I do is whatever available unused capacity in the 15% bracket, I do a Roth conversion. And I've been doing like $30,000 or $40,000 a year for a few years. And with the Trump election, I started looking at the tax brackets that he's proposing, and they significantly reduced my taxes. And so if I'm in the, you know, if I'm in the, I spend about maybe $70,000 a year in there. And so it looks like to me that maybe I should suspend my strategy this year, because it looks like the taxes could go down significantly if Trump gets his way.
Well, he has said in his campaign rhetoric that he's going to propose a dramatic reduction in taxes, not only corporate, but also personal income taxes. And he's proposing three new rates, and I believe they're 12%, 25%, and 33%. I know the top rate is 33. And I mean, I can tell you this, for high earners, you are talking about probably the most dramatic tax cut of all time, because high earners right now, federal, are paying 43.4. They're paying 39.6 plus the health care tax of 3.8. That adds up to 43.4. The president-elect is saying he is going to get rid of the health care tax, and he's also going to slash the top rate to 33. So, I mean, you're talking about an incredible cut. in top rate taxes from 43.4 to 33, and I think high earners are going to be all smiles.
Well, but I've looked at it on the low end. It looks like there's a 0% tax bracket up to $50,000 and only 10% between $50,000 and $100,000. So,
well, you know, the irony here, Clark, is that the irony here is everybody was wrong about taxes. How many times have people called Money Talk over the year, taxes will be higher, taxes are going up, they'll always be higher? Completely wrong. Completely wrong. They're going down. They're going down.
It caught me by surprise.
Well, I'll tell you what, a lot of people are very happy about the tax cuts.
Well, but it just made sense to me if I'm converting Ross in the 15% bracket, and it's going to go down to 10, I just need to suspend it this year and wait till next year and see how it goes and just miss a year.
Well, I don't think it's a big deal. I don't think it's a big deal one way or the other, and there's certainly nobody can criticize you for taking a look and seeing what happens.
Can I ask you another quick question?
Very quickly.
Inflation. You know, they've talked about inflation will possibly start to come back up again. Is it possible to get high inflation if the wage earners of the middle class and the lower classes does not increase significantly?
Well, I would say this. Watch the growth. Here's what to watch. Watch gross domestic product growth. I'm hearing talk now that the new administration may promote policies to produce 4 to 5% gross domestic product growth. If we get gross domestic product growth of 4 to 5%, I can virtually guarantee you that the vast majority of economists would expect to see inflation come from that. More to come. Stay with us. Bob Brinker here. It's America's Money Program, Money Talk.
She was thrown out of a pickup truck.
Somebody threw him out of a car and shattered his leg.
They found her walking on the streets.
Many have been abused, malnourished, eating garbage.
Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur.
There's this commercial on TV that the ASPCA does. They want you to send in $19 a month for a dog in the shelter. I think you should go and adopt a dog from the ASPCA and then get that dog on Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
You don't need to spend thousands on vet bills.
The answer is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dinovite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Dinovite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to